In the race for Virginia Attorney General appears to be set. Democrat Mark Herring is seeking a second term, and Richmond Attorney John Adams is the only Republican on the June primary ballot, so he is the presumptive GOP candidate. He's in Botetourt County for much of the day today, and he joins Evan Jones and I live on the phone this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me on.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, John. We'll get right to it here. Charlottesville City Council voted this week to sell the Robert E. Lee statue, this after already deciding to remove it. John, do you believe these decisions violate a state law that protects war memorials and would act as Attorney General to block the monument's removal and sale?
Well, I do. There's a lawsuit that's gonna slow that process down. And my review of the law is that it is a war memorial and that they can't make that decision on their own. And so, you know, one of the reasons that I'm running for Attorney General, Joey, is we need a clear and consistent important application of the laws. And if that's the way the law requires things to be done, then that's the way it should be done.
Hey, John, good morning. This is Evan Jones. And along that same line, you were just talking about hinting, I think, that perhaps Mr. Herring, in your view, was selective in his times as when to and when not to apply laws. Are there times when you think a Virginia Attorney General in good conscience must choose not to defend a state law or constitutional provision?
Well, you know what? It's a great question, Evan, because a lot of people talk about that philosophical question. But here's the real point of the matter. It is not for a lawyer who has a client, in this case, the Attorney General of Virginia, to make in their own mind a decision about something is constitutional or unconstitutional. I can take any law that gets passed and make an argument that it's unconstitutional, and I can also make an argument that it's constitutional. That's the role of courts. That's what courts do. And the role of the attorney is to the best of their ability to represent their client. That's how our process works. That's how we get the best possible decision. And when you have someone in the Attorney General's office who takes on the role not just of the lawyer, but of the ultimate decider, of the judge, or even in cases like take voter ID. Mark Herring, you didn't come out and say that that was unconstitutional, and in fact, that law has been affirmed by the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fourth Circuit. He just didn't like it, and so he didn't defend it when it was attacked, causing Virginians to have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees when we have an attorney general's office. So whatever the standard is at incredibly high levels of whether a lawyer is absolutely required to defend everything their client does, certainly a lawyer has a duty to do more than simply pick and choose what positions of their client they agree with or disagree with. And that really is, Evan, that really is why I'm running. That's the heart of our race.
And we are speaking with John Adams, who is the presumptive Republican candidate for Virginia Attorney General. Now, along that same line, Mr. Herring says that not defending Virginia's then-constitutional ban on same-sex marriage was on, in his words, the right side of history. Now, critics, as we've mentioned, fault him for not attempting to defend Virginia's constitution. But given the Supreme Court decision on that matter, would you agree he was on the right side of history?
Well, no, I wouldn't agree that he was on the right side of history as a matter of his job and his role in that process. I tell people this all the time. Your views on gay marriage aside, it should trouble you that there's a constitutional amendment. Keep in mind, by the way, this is a constitutional amendment Mark Herring voted for as a Virginia senator twice, just a few years before he became the attorney general. He just, for whatever reason, he changed his mind and refused to defend the state. So what happened? You're right. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, ruled that was unconstitutional. It was a hotly contested 5-4 decision. Virginia deserved to have the will of their citizens, as expressed in their Constitution, defended up through the United States Supreme Court. They have that right.
And along that same line, your campaign site, Mr. Adams, says you're a believer in traditional marriage, and what you've just said reflects that, and that 9 judges should not decide the matter. So critics would say that defending religious liberty is a means to squelch gay rights in the name of religion. Your answer?
Great question, Evan. You know, here's the problem, and this is a lot of people ask about how Donald Trump, you know, people say, well, geez, how did this, the phenomenon of Donald Trump happen? One of the reasons is our fellow citizens around Virginia and around the country feel less and less like they're in control of the government and feel more like the government's in control of them. One incredibly important aspect of that is that the Supreme Court has weighed in to virtually every decision that can be made in American life. I mean, Obamacare had to pass muster with the Supreme Court twice. You mentioned the gay marriage. Gay marriage, they weighed in on that. They weigh in on the Second Amendment. The truth of the matter is the court is now making decisions that the Constitution has left to the people, right? The people have the ability to make these decisions for themselves, but now we have nine judges on the U.S. Supreme Court making a huge number of decisions for us. The reason that the religious liberty concerns have come up is just because of that. Because every time the Supreme Court grants new broad rights to whole classes of people, that creates tension in our society with other folks who have opposing views. In some ways, the Supreme Court is creating its own mess by constantly giving broad rights to folks that if they left that process to the democratic process, if they left it to the people in the states to work through their state legislatures, then I think you would see much better results if it happens organically and naturally the way it's meant to, according to our Constitution.
And we are speaking with John Adams this morning, the presumptive GOP candidate for Attorney General here in Virginia. Now, John, your present credentials should appeal to conservatives. Time in the Navy, clerking for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, time as a federal prosecutor among them. But if the math is right, John, Republicans haven't won a statewide election in 8 years. So what do you offer that the other Republicans who have failed to win statewide office did not?
Yeah, sure. My view is this, Gary. Look, I am, and I think most people will tell you this, I've never sought any public office before in my life. I'm 43 years old. This isn't some part of a career path for me. It's not, you know, if anything, I'm just a citizen who sees a problem and wants to step up and fix it. And I have to tell you, I'm not that concerned about the math and the history and all of these things, because I think what people want is genuine leaders who are willing to come into a situation, do their best to fix it, and work through those issues. And I think party labels matter even less today than they did 5 years ago, much less 20 years ago.
Okay, I didn't mean to step in there. I suppose the question must be asked. It seems to sort of affect everything these days. Does the Trump factor, do you think, impact your campaign at all, positively, negatively, not at all, perhaps undetermined?
You know, it's a good question. It's a little bit unanswerable. I mean, I would think, you know, you'd be sticking your head in the sand to say that the Trump factor doesn't matter in some way. The question is going to be, in what way? I think, for me, the better way to frame it is not as much the Trump factor as what is the national feeling at the time of our election in November. You know, if people feel like the economy is improving, that'll be a good thing. If Congress gets its act together and gets some legislation passed that people feel like is helping to move the ball forward and that we're moving in the right direction, that'll be a good thing. I think it's more sort of national mood. There's clearly, you know, folks on the left who are very upset about Hillary Clinton's loss. I mean, you'd be crazy not to see that. The question is, you know, how much does that translate in November if things are going well? And at the end of the day, all I can do is be me, right? I can't control that. I can't control Congress. I certainly cannot control the president. What I can do is campaign as hard as possible to get around Virginia and meet as many Virginians as I can and convince them that I will have their best interest in heart as I do what I've been doing my whole adult life, which is trying to be the best possible lawyer I can be for them.
John Adams, the presumptive GOP candidate for Attorney General of Virginia. John, our time is up, but look, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. We sure do appreciate it, okay?
Absolutely, Joey. It was real nice to chat with you and Evan. Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. WFIR News Time now is 8:55.